Okay, this week is Parshas Vayikra. There was a Malamed in Europe who put out a book about how he teaches young children Chumash. So he writes that when you teach young children, you don't have to teach them every single Rashi ala Torah. You don't have to tell the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. You're just giving Chumash, Haskalas Torah. So, you know, so he gives us an example of what you don't have to teach. Is when you're teaching Parshas Chatos and Parshas Vayikra, you don't have to give all the details of the korban. You don't have to give all the details of when are you chay b'chatos, what kind of an avera did the person do b'shoigig that he has to bring a korban chatos. He spoke Loshon Hara b'shoigig. He probably spoke the Loshon Hara b'mezin. He cheated in business b'shoigig. He probably cheated b'mezin. What avera did he do b'shoigig that he has to bring a korban chatos? So the Torah Shebal Peh limits it, restricts it very much. Only if he violated an avera b'shoigig, which if he would have violated it, the nezid, he would have been chayv kares. Kosher is done a kares, so shigatz hachatzah. He says, when you're teaching chumash to little children, you don't have to give all the detail, you can leave that out. So he sent a copy of a sefer to Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik thanked him for the book, and he says he read that chapter, he thinks that he's wrong. That's the ABC of what chatas is all about. If you don't tell him that din, cause that's not part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. You don't have to give all the details, but that's not a little detail. That's what the Korban Chatos is all about. Kol Shazana Kor Shigos L'Chatos. Remember, Rabbi Soloveitchik also said like that. They asked him, one of the Rabbanim, he used to be the principal in one of the elementary schools in Manhattan, Manhattan Day School. So he asked him about, you have to teach the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. He said, no, but you have to teach something. Otherwise, it'll be like a Christian Bible. It won't be. The Christians don't have any of the traditions of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So a lot of them don't even know. They read the parasha of Tefillin. They don't realize that when we wear Tefillin, that's what it says in the Chumash. They don't put two and two together. They don't have the foggiest notion. So you gotta when you teach Tefillin, you got to show that's what we're wearing is Tefillin. Certain things. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said also. Certain parts of the Torah Shabbat Peh you have to teach. Otherwise, it's not the it's in Gansa, not the Chumash. Today, Sedra talks about bringing a Korban Chatas when a person violates an Avera B'Shoigeg. So it says in the Chumash, Ohode lov Chatas HaShechoto Aleho. Ohoda means Imhoda. If he becomes aware of the fact, if he has Idiya Sachet, that he violated an Avera, like Onoda Kishor Nagahu. Short time shehizik pechatzi nezik migufa shalamuach shehizik pe nezik shalom and aliyah. That says in Parshas Mishpatim. Oh, de lav chatos. No, what is it? Oh, noda means im noda. If it'll be established that he's a shalamuad, then he pays nezik shalom. And today said he says oh, de lav chatosai mean im yivadalo. You need yediyas hachet. So Rabbi Chana Vassman has a very interesting essay on this topic where he quotes a Tosis in Shavuos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, a little Tosis. So Tosis points out that a Korban Chatos is not bor ben eder and adova. An oila nishlamim, you can volunteer. A Chatos, you can't volunteer. That's why a non-Jew cannot bring a Chatos on Hashem. He's not chayv to bring a Chatos on Hashem. And it's not bor ben eder and adova. So there's no shaykhes with chatos and an oshim. So if the person, the balavera himself, the Jew himself, doesn't have yediyah sachet, of course he can't bring a korban chatos. It's not bo ben edu ben adov, it'll be chulim ba'azara. So why does it have to say that? Nuchum shahad yalav chatosai. So Tosis explains the following. Let's say a person he doesn't really know hilchos Shabbos. About tshuva, he's not sure hilchos Shabbos. After Shabbos is over, he has the heebie-jeebies. He thinks maybe it was Machal Shabbos. He doesn't know all the dinim of Shabbos. So he sets aside a Korban Chatos just in case. What do you mean just in case? But you can't volunteer a Chatos. So he sets aside the Chatos, but he's not going to be makrivit. Then he goes to a class, and after a couple of months, he's learning Hilchot Shabbos. He finds out, yeah, he was talking Machal Shabbos that Shabbos. The heebie-jeebies was in the right place. He was Machal Shabbos. So he brings his chatos to the Beis HaMikdash and they're going to be makrivit. So Tosis says it's chulim ba'azara because he can't, it's not chal. Kol zman there's no yedias ached, not only can you not be makriv it, the hakdosha is not chal. There's no chiv until you have yedias ached. So Bachon of Asaman points out there are several halachas where the idea, the knowledge, the awareness that there's an issue is relevant for the din. So you take, for example, the din is that a mamza vaday is asar, a mamza sofik is mutam in a Torah. Shduki vasufi is a sofik mamza, and it's only asar in the Rabbanan. In a Torah, sofik mamza is mutalova bekohol. So you need yediyah of the mamzeris. Or what's another example of where you need yediyah? Or lo b'chutzlortz, even though sofik deraisa is usually the chumra. Or lo b'chutzlortz is a machloikis in the Gemara. What's the nature of or lo b'chutzlortz? The Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, all the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs hatluyas b'aretz, chayvus karka, what the Gemara calls chayvus karka. So the agricultural mitzvahs menator only apply in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbanan, they instituted some of them b'chutzlortz. And sometimes not all of Chutzlortz, sometimes only Arotzes HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael, the countries that border on Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah says, Chutz Ben Ha'orla, if you plant a tree, the pears that grow the first 3 years are Arosa B'Achila B'Hanor. A lot of times nothing will grow the first 3 years, sure? Nothing grows. You don't have to ask the first 3 years of pears that grow. If nothing grows the first 3 years, then there's no Orla. So you're off the hook. No problem. So the Mishnah says Chutz Min HaOrla, that Orla applies in Chutz Lartz, and the Gemara says it's Halacha. So the Gemara has a Machlokes. What does the word Halacha mean? Halacha means Halacha Moshe Misinai, or Halacha means Mehilchas Medina. Maybe it's only a Minik. So it's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Rashi and Brochus on Daf Lamed Vav sounds as if he's paskening La Halacha, that it's only Midirabbanim. It's only a Minik, and it's only binding Midirabbanim. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. We assume in Shulchan Aruch that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai means that it's a din menatar. So despite the fact that Orla B'chutz Lartz is menatar, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Gemara still said, the Mishnai still have, Safek Orla B'chutz Lartz is mutar. How come Safek Orla B'chutz Lartz is mutar? So you mean Yediyas, the awareness of the fact that this is Orla, is a condition in the niyog of the halacha, like the awareness of the fact that I am a mamzer is a condition in the iser. If I don't know for sure, I have a suffix yediyah is not called yediyah, and in order for there to be an iser mamzer, I have to be aware of the fact that I'm a mamzer. Either I should be aware or should be public knowledge. But a mamzer sheni yaduah, if it's not public knowledge, even though there are individuals who know, but they didn't tell me, I'm not aware of it, it's not public knowledge, then the whole din of mamzeres doesn't apply. So Rabbi Chanan of Asma has also by avelus, the din is if the person becomes aware of the fact that one of his relatives, one of his close relatives dies, if he finds out about the death of the relative within 30 days of the Misa, there's a machlekes harishayin, and we have mekel within, if you find out within 30 days, let's say the person died 3 weeks ago, and then till they tell me it takes 3-4 weeks, but it's still within 30 days of the Misa, so then the relatives who find out later have to sit shiva, have to start counting shloshim from that day on. Doesn't help that the other relatives already finished shloshim when I'm in the middle of shiva. I have to start shiva and I have to observe shloshim. That's called shmua kreiva. Shmua means my awareness of the Misa took place kreiva, soon after the death. But it's what the Gemara calls a shmua rechoika. I find out about the death of the relative after 30 days after the death. Some Mishnayim say after 30 days after the kvura, the kevi Yisrael. So we are mekel. We say no. Sometimes, let's say a person died, no one knew who he was. So they buried him in the government, the city, municipality, buried him in a plot where they buried people that nobody knows who they are. And then later on, we realize that was a Jewish person, and we bury him in Kebi Yisrael later on. So we make on that. We say that if the relatives find out that the person died after 30 days after he died, that's called the Shmura Chayka, and you only observe Avelus Yoy Mechot. So you see from that din that the ideas are that the knowledge, the awareness of the death is a condition in the niyug of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of avelus begins when you find out that the person died. Because when there's no yediyah of the avelus, the whole din doesn't set in. So Bochanan Masim gives a mashal. He says, I know that a person died. I'm a doctor in the hospital. I know that someone died, and I'm scheduled to attend the wedding tonight and to take the son of that person to the wedding. I'm going to drive him to the wedding. Do I have to tell him that his father died and he's not allowed to go to the wedding? Am I in violation of Lifni v'lisitim mirshul when I take him to the wedding and I dance with him? He says, no, it's heter gomer. Maybe it's not a nice thing to do. The guy's going to be angry at me. Why don't you tell me that my father died? I would have made arrangements at the funeral. Okay, in that case, the taka does make sense. But let's say it's not the son. It's a sibling or something. They're not going to say Kaddish, and then they're not going to go to the funeral anyway, whatever. So then, there's no mitzvah to tell a person that a relative died. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if a person is old, and you're going to tell him that a relative died, he's going to be annoying. He's going to have to sit you. So don't tell him. Not mechuyev. My father lived to the age of 94. And he was the youngest of his siblings. He outlived his brothers. And he didn't have so much contact with his brothers. His brothers were not, when they came to America, they weren't so observant. So he told my sister that in case his brothers pass away, she shouldn't tell him. The left of the Shloshim is over, so he won't have to observe Avelus for 7 days. It was an old man. So when he'll find that, he'll observe Avelus. It's Shmur Rechaika. You only observe Avelus one day, and the one day chisel off, and you say, Mixes Heav Kukuli, just observe Shah Achas. So Rechonav Asman says, I can read the Shidduch. I know that that person is a Mamzer, but it's not public knowledge, and I know that he doesn't know that he's a Mamzer. He doesn't realize that his mother remarried without a get, and he's a child from the second husband, and the first husband was still alive. So by definition, he's a mamzer. If it's not public knowledge and he doesn't know, I can read him a shidduch with a regular girl. Maybe it's not a smart thing to do. What if he's going to discover after six children, he's going to find out that his mamzer has to get divorced and all the children are going to become mamzerim then? Maybe it's not a smart thing to do. But he says, strictly speaking, you see from the Gemara that there's nothing wrong. There's no lifnei iver.
But Rebbe, if it's like Rebbe explained before, that the Isser isn't even Chal, would that mean that Bishah, that he had children, if it's not known that he's a Mamzer, maybe the children don't become Mamzerim?
Could be. I don't know. But then once he finds out he's a Mamzer, now he has to get divorced from his wife. So it's not a smart thing. If they're having all these children, then they have to get divorced. Maybe the children won't be Mamzerim. I don't know. But once he finds out he's a mamzer, so now now there is yediyah some mamzer, so now he has to get divorced. I think, unless he's going to say, hol hutra, hutra. Yeah.
You also have this concept of yediyah by, like, let's say, taruvis, the place can bring down, yediyah sa taruvis, and you have by, some place can say by nida, and some place can say by sukkah, maybe, by yediyah zechem. So what's the tzadashav b'nei between all these mitzvahs? If these mitzvahs are talia and yediyah, whereas other mitzvahs,
by Tarubis, I think it's a different din. When you have a little chazer schmaltz falls into a big pot of soup and you have shishim against it, so you have to have yediyas ha-tarubis, because bitl b'shishim, bitl b'roi bitl b'shishim is a chok. It's a din hanhoge. Every spoonful of soup that you're going to swallow, you're going to have a little bit of chazer schmaltz there. But the din is that it's bottle, you have a right to ignore it. So that din hanhoga only applies mikana l'habo. Once the person realizes that he has a problem on his hands, so then the Torah tells you how to be noheg. But Kozmani doesn't realize that there's a problem, so the Torah doesn't tell you how to be noheg. So whatever is treif is treif. So if you're going to eat it before there's yediyah sataruvis, it means that you ate treifis. You only ate a chatzishia, but he still ate treifis. That's a different din. I don't think that's the same din as over here. But these cases are all the same here. Rabbi Chana Masman points out, Yediyas Avelus is the Mechayiv, and Yediyas Hamamzeris is the Oyser. And Yediyas Avera is Mechayiv and Achatos. Kozman, the person doesn't have Yediyah, he's not Chayiv and Achatos. He points out there's a Rosh in Moed Kotn, in the third Perek Moed Kotn, the Rosh quotes in the Maharam Rutenberg, I think, that if a person, Rosh was a Talmud of Maharam Rutenberg, he often quotes the Maharam Rutenberg. So he quotes that if a person hears from an Eid Echad that a close relative died over whom he has to observe Avelus, So he's obligated to observe Avelis because Milsa David Legloi Loi Meshakrin. We assume that the Erech wouldn't tell a lie because it's going to be discovered. The guy's going to be caught red-handed in the lie. He won't be able to keep it a secret whether the person was alive or dead at the time. So a person will never tell a lie if he knows, and he probably will be caught in the lie. So Rabbi Chanan bar Asman asks, what do you have to give a whole explanation? The Gemara gives that explanation. Why is Eid Echad Neman by Meis Baila to allow a woman to remarry? The issue of a woman remarrying if her husband is alive or dead, that's a Dov Shebierva. So Dov Shebierva Menikar Adin needs to aid him. So here the Gemara says, Eid Echad is Neman. That was a big machlokes in the days of the Tanaim. The Romans would put Jewish people into prison and they would stay there for weeks till they would die. They would starve to death a lot of times. And then you wouldn't know whether the husband was alive or dead. No one was in touch. No one had any contact. So there was a big machlekes that you have the right to be makel based on Eid Echad. And the Psak HaMekubel, Rabbi Akiva issued the Psak from the earlier generation. Eid Echad is believed by Meis Baila. How come? But it's a Dovah Shebierva. So the answer is, Milsa Avid L'Guloi Loi M'Shakrinch. Even on Mi'ikar Adin, you need to aid him. Eid Echad is good. But by Eid Echad who comes and says that someone died, and the relative should observe Avelis, that's not a Dovah Shebierva. That's a plain Eid Echad Nem Misurim. So what did the Rosh quote? A whole fancy explanation. So apparently, Mikar Adin, you need to aid him to say that someone died. Why do you need to aid him? And you have to come on to this reason. Why is Mikar Adin? Why should you need to aid him? So Rabbi Chanan says, because it says in today's Sedra, and the Gemara says in Yevamos, in the first daf in Hoisha Rabbah, is not enough aid echad. You need shnei aidim. What in each na'edim? Chiyav chatos is a erecha nem visurim? Erecha should be believed. The answer is no. Whenever you need yediyah, so yediyah has to be with two edim. Erecha nem visurim, erecha tells me it's chaza, erecha tells me it's basta b'cholav. So I have to be noig according to the erecha. But it's not called that I have a knowledge. It's not called yediyah of the facts. If two Edom say that this is chaza, that's called yediyah. Erecha says it's chaza, that's not called yediyah. Erecha, you have to follow whatever the Eid Echad says. So whenever the din requires yediyah, mikar adin, you really need shnei edim. So Rabbi Chanan has a whole essay about that, because the Gemara says, orla b'chutz l'aretz, I have a farm, and I have bushels full of orla. I can feed it to another person who's observant, as long as I don't tell him that it's orla b'chutz l'aretz. I don't have to tell him that it's treif. Ayis lif neiva l'siti mirsha, I'm giving him treif of food. So the answer is no, whatever he doesn't know won't hurt him. If I give him chazer and avelis a treifus, you don't say whatever he doesn't know won't hurt him. That's called misasek. If a person ate non-kosher food without realizing the fact that it's non-kosher food, that's misasek. He wasn't aware that there's even an issue. That's not called b'shoigeg. So misasek usually is not even chayv achatas. The only chayv achatas is b'shoigeg. Misasek means, let's say, a person carries on Shabbos. He didn't realize he made a mistake. His watch stopped. He thought it's still Erev Shabbos. So he thought it's already Metzoy Shabbos. Or he didn't know you're not allowed to carry. That's called B'shogeg. What if he didn't realize that there was a dollar bill in his pocket? He didn't realize that he was carrying something. That's not called carrying B'shogeg. That's called Misasek. He didn't realize the fact. So if a person ate non-kosher food, non-kosher, let's say, Chel of Adam, that Yechayev Koris for, and he ate a B'shogeg, so strictly speaking, you really ought to say that it's not Chayev Achatos. Misasek is not Chayev Achatos. Ashachot Abo, Pratla Misasik, the Mishnah says, increases. So the Gemara says, no, but Chaloma arises is an exception to the rule. By Cholas Asuras, you don't say Misasik doesn't count at all. Why? She came to Henna, the Gemara says. Sof kol sof, he ate the food, he got on Noah. So you don't apply Misasik. But over here, so there you don't say whatever he doesn't know won't hurt him. But by Orla B'chutzlos, the Gemara says, the Talmid Chachamim in Bovel, when they would have Orla B'chutzlerz, they would be Misapke Hadadi, they would give it to another Talmid Chacham, and they just wouldn't tell him that it's treif. Because in Orla B'chutzlerz, Safek Orla is Mutter. Why Safek Orla B'chutzlerz Mutter? Because Yediyah of the fact is a condition in the Nihog of the Din, just like Safek Mamzer is Mutter. Because Yediyah of the Mamzeris is a condition in the observance of the Din, and the obligation to observe the Din. So if I give the person orla b'chutzlos and I don't tell him, I'm not mechuyev to tell him that it's Arlo. So then he's allowed to eat it.
There's no, that's not putting a stumbling block in front of somebody?
It's considered hetagomer. It's considered not a stumbling block. If I give him chazer, I give him basa b'chalav, that is a stumbling block, because misasik is chayev by macholas asuret. But by Orla b'chutzlor, since there's a lack of yediyah, you don't know the fact that it's treif, so the din is that it's kosher. As far as you're concerned, it's kosher.
Is this five amzeros that's based on nitma nitma?
The din of a nitman is based on this, that mamzer, if a person is a mamzer and he married into a certain family and all the children are mamzer and the grandchildren are mamzer, but if it's not public knowledge and the people themselves don't realize it, so there's no isa mamzeris, and I can read a shidduch, I can make mesadik kiddushin for the couples because there's no isa mamzeris at all. With the Rabbana, they invented a din that shtuke v'asufi is also that sofik mamzer is a yediyah misofik. Men atorah the din is yediyah sofik is lavshma yediyah. So there's no yediyah of the mamzeris whenever there's a sofik mamzer. With the Rabbana, they treated it as a chumra that sofik mamzer is called yediyah. But men atorah it's hetagomer. You can even read the shidduch. So that's Rabbi Chana Basman has a very fascinating essay on that topic. Of all the various cases where the din depends on yediyah. In the opening pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, it says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, second pasuk, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'amart aleim. So the opening shach in Yerideya, the first, the Nekudas HaKesev, the shach has a commentary in Yerideya, then he has a separate section that's called Nekudas HaKesev. The pasuk says in Shir Hashem, Torah Zav Nasa Lachem Nekudas HaKesev. So the Torah Zohar is a commentary on Yerideya. He was older. The Taz was older than the Shach. He was the Skana Rabbanim at that time by the Vad Arba Arotzes. So the Shach has a lot of hasogas. So he disagrees a lot of times with what the Taz writes. So in the first Nekudas HaKesev in Yerideya, he raises an issue that the Tanaim will often darshan b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. Or sometimes I'll darshan b'nei Yisrael v'lo geirim. And sometimes it won't darshan anything. Sometimes it doesn't mean to exclude women, nor does it mean to exclude the geirim. So over here, the Gemara has a tradition. The mitzvah of smicha doesn't apply to women. So the Shach says it's a question. When did Darshan B'nai Yisrael v'lo Gerim? When did Darshan B'nai Yisrael v'lo Noshim v'lo B'nos Yisrael? When did you not Darshan at all? So he says that Tanoim had a feel for this. You have to have a little intuition here. You have to know how to learn with a lot of sources. Different, you have to compare it to other cases. So here they felt that it makes sense to Darshan B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. Women don't have the mitzvah of smicha. Not that women don't have the din of... If a woman wants to bring a korban oilo gezuntei, she can bring a korban oilo. But the one detail, the Abel Bnei Yisrael, v'lo b'nash Yisrael, goes on with samachas yoda, goes on pasuk dalet. Pasuk base that excludes women is a reference to the mitzvah that's mentioned in pasuk dalet, smicha. Smicha, when you bring a korban, so the bala korban is supposed to do smicha. Smicha is done b'shtei yodayim. That's how the Mishnah says in the end of Menachos. You do smicha al arosh shamachas yod al rosh ha'oila. It's supposed to do on the head. Even though it says samach yodo, the Targum Yonah said Ben Ezeel has a few times the samach yodo means yad yamino. But that's problematic. We have a lot of comments in the Targum Yonah and Ben Ezeel that are problematic. This is against Mishnayis. Mishnayis say that you do smicha b'shtei yodov. It's a pasuk in Chumash one place. It says v'shamachas yodov alov. Usually it says samach yodov, but once it says samachas yodov alov, so that's clearly against the Targum Yonah. So you're supposed to do smicha b'shtei yodayim. The Gemara says, Gemara has a brayse. V'shamachas yodov rosh ha'olam. Minir tzolol l'chaper olam. Sounds like the smicha is ma'akev. If you do smicha, then mechaper. If you didn't do smicha, it's not mechaper. It's not true. The Torah Shabbal Peh says that smicha is not mi'akev. Torah Shabbal Peh says that tenufa is not mi'akev. So sometimes you have to lift up the live animal. Sometimes you have tenufa chai. Sometimes you do tenufa on the chaz of a shoik, on parts of the animal. So the Torah Shabbal Peh, even though it says Vehenef v'chaper. Sounds like it's ma'akev in the kapora. The Torah Shabbat Peh says that the tenufa is not mi'akev and the smicha is not mi'akev. And then it says he's supposed to salt karbonas. He's supposed to salt karbonas. It says you have to salt a mincha. Mincha is flour. Then if you bring flesh, let's say you bring a carbon oil, so you burn the whole carbon oil, kula kolol, the whole meat is burnt. Or you bring a carbon shlomim or a chatas and a osham. So most of it will be eaten by shlomim, it'll be eaten by Yisraelim. Chatas and osham has to be eaten only by zichri kuna in the azora. So, but the emurim that you makter on the mizbeach, so that you're supposed to salt also. So the tradition has it, the Mishnah says that loy malach is kosher. If you didn't do malicha, it's not mi'akev. Even though the chumash sounds like the malicha is ma'akev, so the Torah Shabbat Peh says that it's not mi'akev. The Rambam has a split psak. The Rambam says, seems to say, malicha is not mi'akev when you're burning flesh, but if you're burning a mincha, when you burn the komets of a mincha, a minchas koyin, where there's no kmitz, you burn the whole thing. So there the Rambam seems to pass a malicha is mi'akev against the Mishnah. Mishnah Zimanochis, where it says that loy malach is kosher. The Rambam passes against the Mishnah, that loy malach by mincha is possible. So how can the Torah Shabbat Peh say that the smicha is not mi'akev and the tenufa is not mi'akev? The pasuk sounds like it is. It says the samach yod al rosh oila, v'nirtz al dal chaper oila. It sounds like if you do smicha, then it's meratzah, then the korban is kosher and you get a kapar. If you didn't do smicha, you don't get a kapar. So the Gemara says, madalal kasid kila loy keeper, but really the keeper. The Torah considers it, you did wrong by not doing the smicha, you did wrong by not doing the trufa. Chumash says, you're mevatel that aspect, that element of the mitzvah of hakrovas hakorban. Is considered as if you weren't yotzei, but bottom line, you were yotzei. We don't take the pasuk literally. We don't take the pasuk seriously. Torah Shabbat Peh has a tradition. We mentioned that the Gemara says in Kol HaTarakula, Ein Amiki Yotzei Midei Pshuto, except for the one and only pasuk that says by Yibum, V'hoya Abchor Shatelet, Yolkom Alshim Ochib Hamei. So the simple translation of the pasuk sounds like when the Yavam marries the Yavama, they should name the first baby that's born after the one who passed away. So the Torah Shabbat Peh says that that's not what it means at all. Then this pasuk Hamikhi Yotzim Pshuto doesn't mean that at all. But there are other psukim also that is pretty much Hamikhi Yotzim Pshuto. Like over here, that Loi Smicha is not Miyakiv, even though it's not Malala Kasu, Kidda Loi Keeper, but bottom line, the keeper. If he didn't do Trufi, he didn't do Smicha. He didn't do the melicha by the korbanos. Later in the parsha, you have if a person violates an aver b'shogeg, which again, if he would have done it b'mezid, it would have been a chiyuv kares. He violates a b'shogeg, has to bring a chatos kavua. What do you mean chatos kavua? That he can afford it or not? He has to pay for a kizba osira. He has to pay for a korban. The other occasions when you bring a chatas olaviyor, chatas olaviyor means if you can afford it, you have to bring a more expensive korban chatas. If you can't afford it, you bring less expensive korban chatas. That's olaviyor. Chatas kvua means doesn't the price doesn't go up and the price doesn't go down. It stays the same. If you can't afford it, so you have to go rob a bank, borrow money from the next neighbor, shnara money, and bring a korban chatas, even if you can't afford it. Otherwise, you're just not yotzei the mitzvah. Which are the five cases where you have a chatas olaviyor? So one case is yoledes. The Torah has if the yoledes can't afford it, so yoledes brings a whole series of korbanos. So the chatas beim, if she can't afford it, she brings a chatas soif. And the same is true regarding the mitzora. When the mitzora becomes healed, and you want to be mitar him, so part of the tahara process is that he has to bring a chatas behema. And if im lo matzah yada, they say if he can't afford a chatas payment, then he brings a chatas ha'oif. So those are two chatas olaviyor. One is by yoledes, and one is by mitzora b'taharasa. Then the other three are in parshas vayikra, and have three cases. There's ashiras, dalas, and dale dalas. The Mishnah says that by yoledes and by mitzora, there's ashiras and dalas. If you can't afford it, you bring a chatas ha'oif. And in today's Sedra, there are three averas that are singled out. One is Tumash Migdosh V'Kadosh. If the person was Tomei and by mistake he entered the Beis HaMigdosh, or by mistake he ate Kachim, so that's one case. Another case is Shvuas Bitoy. A person took a Shvuah not to eat potato chips and he forgot all about it, and he goes and he eats the potato chips to Shoigeg. That's called Shvuas Bitoy, because that's how the Chumash says Nefesh Kisi Shova Levate B'Sfasayim. A Shvuah is only binding if the person pronounces it with his lips. If a person made up his mind to be Mekabala Neda or Shvua, so the Shvua is not binding. Goma Beliboy, the Gemara said Tzachla Hoitze B'Sfasov. If Hoitze B'Sfasov, then it's Levate B'Sfasayim. The original Pasuk in Chumash that says Levate B'Sfasayim says by Shvua, and never really says it by Neder. So by Neder, there's a Machlekes HaRishonim. Some Rishonim say that a Neder is binding B'Machshova. Noda Belibo is binding. That's not the generally accepted opinion. The opening Mishnah in the Dorim says, if a person takes a neder and he didn't say the whole sentence, he said a half a sentence, that's called a yad. It's not 100% clear what he said. It sounds like he took a neder. So the Mishnah says that there's a din of yad l'nedarim. There's a din of Yodis Nedarim. There's a sefer Yodis Nedarim, a Masechus Nedarim. But it's an institution of Yodis Nedarim. A Yad means it's not a complete Lashon, but we know that that's what he's driving at. So you need the din of Yad. If the Rishonim ask on the opening Mishnah in Nedarim, the Tesis on the side of the page, the Rishonim say, if the din would be that a Neder is Chal B'Machshava, so what do you need a Chiddush that Yesh Yad Nedarim for? Neder is Chal B'Machshava. It must be a sefer in the Mishnah. Neder is not Chal B'Machshava. You need Dibur. The question is, but he didn't say a full sentence. The sentence is not grammatically correct. He said only a half a sentence. So that's the Chiddush, that Yodis Nedarim is considered as if he said the whole sentence. So for the simple reading in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Nedarim, that there is an institution of Yodis Nedarim, it would appear that this requirement for Levate B'Sfasayim is not only by Nefesh Kisushaba, not only by Shvu they need Levate B'Sfasayim, you need it by Neder as well. Other Rishonim disagree, they say no, that a Neder B'Liba is Chal. He took a Neder not to eat the potato chips. Neder B'Liba is Chal. But if he planned to say it B'Peh, then the Dibur is Ma'akev. But if he planted to accept a neder beliba, the neder beliba is chal. If a person took a neder to bring a carbon belibo, so then the Gemara says it is chal by hegdish. That's an exception to the rule. Gemara says there are two exceptions to the rule. That it's really an inyan of hafloah. It should have required amira, nefesh kisushava. Ishawish, how do you say? Ishawish, ki afli linda neder nozel, lahazel Hashem. Ki afli means farish bisfasov. Well, in Yoni Haplo, you really should have required Amira. And we have a pasuk that there are two exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is that Hegdish, called Nadiv Lev Oilas Heviu, a pasuk in Dibra Yomim, those who had been Menadev Belibam to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash brought it. And the other pasuk is in Parshas Koirach, that Truma is Chal B'Machshav. Even though Truma is really an inyan of Hafloah, Hafrashas Truma, requires Amira, you mafresh the Truma. So that's a Chiddush, that if you mafresh Truma B'Leiv, it's Chal. It says in the end of Parshas Korach, V'nechshav lachem trumaskem, kadogan menagor mechamlei menayekev. So the simple meaning in the Pasuk, the simple translation means something else. When the Levim will be mafresh Maisa, min ha-Maisa, v'nechshav lachem trumaskem, Trumas Maisa that you give, that you the Levim give to the Kohanim, is considered the exact same status as the mice, as the Truma Gedoyla, that the farmer is Mashiv, Mafrish, Kadogam and Agor Mechamleam and Ayekev. Trumas Maisa has the same din as Truma. That just like a Zar is not permitted to eat Truma, so a Zar is not permitted to eat Maisa and Amaisa. Not let eat Trumas Maisa. And just like if a Zar Bashoigig went and he ate Truma, he has to give Kerem Mechamish to the Kohen. So too, if a Zar by mistake ate Maisa Mena Maisa, also the same din. He has to be Mafrish Kerem Mechamish and give it to the Kohen. And let's say a person is not a Kohen and he eats Truma. So if he eats a Kazayis of Truma, then he gets Malkus. Chazal Leichel Kodesh. If a non-Kohen eats truma, he gets malchus. What if he ate a half a gazais of truma, half a gazais of chazer? So there's a machlokes hataran v'paskan any surim mitzar from zeh zeh, unless it's shem echod. So the Mishnah says this is considered shem echod. The non-Kohen, the zar, ate a quarter of a gazais of truma, quarter of a gazais of challah, quarter of a gazais of bikurim, and quarter of a gazais of maisa mena maisa. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Me'ilah, so the Mishnah says it's all Shem Echot, it's all called Truma. Truma and Maiser Mena Maiser, Truma's Maiser, and Bikurim and Chala is all the Shem Echot of Truma, and it is Mitztarfim. Half a Kazai is one, a third of a Kazai is one, a third of a Kazai is the other, and the other, they are Mitztarfim Yachad. So getting back again, there are five chatos olaviyot. One chatos olaviyot is by your ledes, and one chatos olaviyot is by the mitzora who got healed. And there there's ashiras and dalos. And here in today's sedra, there are three averas for which you have to bring a chatos olaviyot. One is tumas shmigdush v'kadoshav. The other one is shvu is bitui. Person by mistake took a shvu. Person took a shvu. Then by mistake he violated the shvu b'shegeg. So that's called Shvuas Bitui. And the third case is Shvuas Eidus. If somebody has a court case with another person, I claim that he owes me $1,000. So he says, you don't know what you're talking about. So I have to bring witnesses. If I bring two witnesses, I'll win the case. So I tell the two people, you were there when I lent him the money. Bo ve'eduni, come and testify. And they remember the incident, they remember the story, and they don't want to get involved in a fight. So they say, sorry, we don't remember anything about it. We can't testify. So the Gemara says, even if later on they remind themselves about it, even if it's true that they forgot, and later on they remind themselves, farfan, they can't come and testify later. So if they swore falsely, only if they swore, shvur she'ein on yodim locha edus, and later on they admit that they did wrong, then they have to bring, that's the third avera for which you bring the chatas olaviyorit. So this chatas olaviyorit has three levels. They have ashiris, dalus, and dalai dalus. If he can afford it, he brings a chatas behema. If he can't afford it, he brings a chatas oif. And if he can't even afford that, then he brings a minchas chayte. He gets a kapor with the minchas chayte. So the Gemara points out, Rashi quotes this, the parsha begins with the institution of Oilas Behema. Then it's after Sheni, after the first 13 psukim about Oilas Behema, then it starts with Oilas Ha'oif. So in Pasuk Tezvav, when it's talking about Oilas Ha'oif, it says V'hikrivo HaKohen. If he's makriv it in the singular, it doesn't say V'hikrivom, it says V'hikrivo. So Rashi quotes from the Torah's Kohanim, Afila preda achas yovi. He can bring one bird as an oil of soif. So Velvula Soloveitchik has an essay in his Sefer on the Rambam. He quotes the commentary Yoyir Kino. Yoyir Kino is a commentary printed on Mishnah's Kinim. Most people hardly ever get to learn Kinim. You have to know mathematics to understand. Even if you know mathematics, you know, may not necessarily understand what's going on in Mishnah's here. Mishnah's have tongue twisters. That case is a chatasoif got mixed up with an oilasoif. So what do you do? Chatasoif, the karnim is supposed to eat it. You do malik and the karnim eat. The oilasoif is supposed to burn the whole thing. So what do you do if it got mixed up? So the Mishnah talks about all mathematical possibilities. What's the din? When is it bottle? When is it not bottle? All the details. You have to know a lot of mathematics to understand. So most people never get to learn Mishnah's kinim, but printed in the big Mishnah's, with the Yochanan Boyer's Mishnah. So you have a commentary that's called Yoyer Kino. So Ravela Soloveitchik quotes the Yoyer Kino on the Mishnah's Kinim, and he thinks that he's right. Sometimes a person has to bring a kan, he has to bring a chatusoif and an oilusoif, he brings two. So he thinks that you can bring, when you bring ofos, you can bring either Torim or Bnei Yoyna. So if you bring a kan, you bring a set of oifas, one is a chatasoif, one is an oilasoif. So they have to. So the yorikin has the chiddush. They have to both be the same min, either both torim or both benyoyne. Can't bring one a torim, one a benyoyne, because a korban haoif bishleimuso is when you have two oifas. if you bring one vehikri vomalamed, you can bring predach as one bird, that's considered, yeah, you can bring it, it's considered an incomplete korban. And the Gemara says, whenever you hear in Pasuk Tezvav, beginning Chomish Vayikra, it's talking about a person volunteers out of the goodness of his heart to bring a korban oilo, but he can't afford oilas beim, he wants to bring oilas oif. So the halacha says he can bring an incomplete korban. Let him bring one oilas oif. But whenever there's a situation that the person is obligated to bring a korban oilo, then you can't get away with bringing one. You have to have a minimum of two. Either two oifas, let's say a gershon is gayer, that's the context where the Gemara has it, increases the testament of the gershon is gayer, has to have kabbalah sal mitzvah, has to say nasa v'nishma, he has to have bris milah if it's a man, he has to have tefillah and mikveh, and then he has to bring a korban. So the Gemara says, he doesn't have to bring an oilas beim, I can bring an oilas oif, it'll be much less expensive, but since he's obligated, the gershon is gayer, is obligated to bring this korban oilas, so it's not sufficient if he brings one oilas oif, he has to bring a minimum of two. You have to bring, because a korban oif, a bo b'choiva, has to be b'shleimusa. If it's bo b'nadov, it can be incomplete. Incomplete is one preid achas, one bird. But if it's bo b'choiva, then it has to be b'shleimusa. You have to have two oilas oif. That's a Gemara. Velbala Soloveitchik quotes the Mabit, who lived in Tzfat, same time as Rabbi Yosef Karo. He was in the Bezin together with Rabbi Yosef Karo. He wrote a commentary on the Rambam that's called the Kiryat Sefer. We assume it's not as good. Most people do not feel that it's as good as the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah was printed on the side of the Rambam, and practically on every halacha in the Rambam, every sif, he tells you, this is a Mishnah, this is a Tosefta, this is a Gemara, this is a Yerushalmi, this is a Tshuvas HaGoyim, this is the Goyim debate. He always gives you practically halacha by halacha, and the Rambam, all the Marmakayimus. Kiryat Sefer gives you an overview of every chapter, he has original Chidushim, sometimes he gives you a Makar, the Makar is not so gewaldic, it's not as good as Kesef Mishnah. Rabbalah Soloveitchik in the Sefer on the Ram quotes this one Kiryat Sefer, and they sat and he read all the Kiryat Sefer. Usually Kiryat Sefer, Mabit, if a guy has to say a Chabura in a Koilon, he doesn't have anything to say. You look at the Mabit, you'll always find something that's surprising, that hair-raising, and you'll have what to say a Shtigl Toron. But it's not necessarily correct. So Rabbalah quotes this Mabit, and he thinks that this is correct. The Dinas on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Yevor kol zechurcha, all the men have to be oil regal to Yerushalayim. The women not mechuyev to oil regal, but the men have to. Women should also go along to Yerushalayim with their husbands, because the women are mechuyev in simcha. So in simcha, they only fulfill simcha by eating korbanos, besar korbanos. That's why Tosfos is of the opinion that the mitzvah of simchas yontif b'zman hazeh is only by the rabbanon, because on the level of the raisa, Simchas Yontif can only be fulfilled by eating Bisar Karbonis. So with Bisman Chain Beis HaMikdash Kaim, there is no Bisar Karbonis.
Is Simcha not a mitzvah?
It's like
only on, I mean, why are women
chayiv
in Simcha?
The Gemara has a machlokes, whether women are chayiv, that's the issue. So on the one hand, maybe the women should be exempt because of mitzvah such as Zman Groma. On the other hand, the pasuk is Mata Ata Ubincha Bitecha Vager Bal Yosem Almana Shed Bikir Becha. So it says Bitecha, it says Almana. So it says you have to invite the women. Doesn't it show that women are Mechuyev in Simcha? So the other Ramayr in the Gemara says, no, women are not Mechuyev in Simcha. I'm not Yotze Simcha unless I offer the women. Isha Baila Mesamcha, the husband is not in fulfillment of Simcha unless he offers the wife. But the wife is not Mechuyev to eat the fleshiks. Let's say the wife is a vegetarian. Let's say the husband is a vegetarian. Korban Pesach, he has to eat, whether he likes it or not, he has to choke on it. And Simcha is mechuyev to have Bisar Korbanos on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. But the women, if she's a vegetarian, she doesn't have to. Korban Pesach is a machlokes. When the Noshim Berishon, Pesach Sheni is, for women, is machlokes. We paskin, it's a reshus. They're not obligated to bring. Pesach Rishon, I think we paskin Noshim Berishon Chayvo. It's also machlokes satanoim. Korban Pesach should have been a mitzvah seser shazman grama, But for some reason or another, the Gemara says it may be an exception to the rule. So we paskin that women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. So let's say if the woman is wants to be a vegetarian, Korban Pesach, she has no choice. She has to eat a kazais of Korban Pesach, even if she chokes on it. And then the men have to eat another kazais. When they eat the Shalmei Simcha, they have to eat another kazais of Bosom. So once a year, they'll eat two kazaisim. The vegetarians, they won't drop that. Once a year, they'll have two kazaisim of Psar Korbanas. Not so bad.
Rebbe, would he also be chayv for the chagiga?
Shalmei chagiga, you mechuyev to offer the chagiga, to pay for it. But then someone, you have to see someone should eat it. You don't necessarily have to eat it. You're the bala korban. And if you want, you can be cheap. You can get 100 people should from each one. We'll give $1. So you buy a korban for $100. Probably can't get for $100. $1,000, okay. So you don't have to, but you don't have to eat it. Has to be eaten. Shalmei chagiga. Somebody have to see to
is
somebody.
Is that true of all shlamin, that the baal doesn't have to eat from the shlamin?
Correct. He just has an obligation to see to it that it doesn't become nicer. He has to see to it that somebody eats it, but he doesn't have to eat it. He has to see to it that it should be eaten. Korban Pesach, whether you like it or not, you have to eat it. And the shalmei simcha, the whole shalmei simcha means that you have to eat it. Simcha is from eating it, not from being makir of it. So that's what Rav Avla Soloveitchik interprets in this Vehikri Vo, that is considered an incomplete korban if you bring an oil soif levad. So if it's bob in a dova, so then the pasuk tells you Vehikri Vo, feel a prayed achas, you can bring an incomplete korban. But if it's bob b'chayvo, namely either by a ger, the Gemara says, who's mechuyev, a ger shen his gar is mechuyev to bring the korban. The hakrovas hakorban is not miakev, but still. The ger is obligated to bring it. So the ger is obligated, so you have to bring two oiler soif. One oiler soif is not enough. Or when you bring the Metzorah brings a series of karbonas, and the Oledis brings a series of karbonas. So sometimes they bring one chata soif, but it comes together with an oiler behema. So as long as it doesn't come all by itself, it doesn't have to be dafka kan. Two birds. If it's two birds, they should both be the same. Either Torim or Bnei Yoina. You shouldn't have one Torim, one Bnei Yoina. But if one is a behema, it's a chata sa'oif, and an oilas behema, so then it's considered a korban bishle musa. So that's one of the dinim that you have in the sedra. This is din v'hikri vo, that you can have an incomplete korban if you bring a prey to achas. The Gemara points out that when you read the Pesukim here, when you bring an oilas behema, so an oila has to be a zohar, a chatas has to be an akeva, and a shlamin can be either zohar or an akeva. Can't be a tum to madregan, it has to be either a zohar or an akeva. So that's only benigeh to oilas behema, has to be a zohar, and chatas behema has to be an akeva. What if you bring an oilas ha'oif? It doesn't say it has to be a zohar. And a chatasayif never said it has to be an akeva. Another difference is by the oilas behema, the chatas behema, it always says tomim. Tomim means belimum. If it's a balmum, so it's pas, always says tomim. Tomim means belimum. And by oilas ha'if and b'chatasayif, never says tomim. So that's what the Gemara points out. Tamus v'zachrus b'behema. In Tamas v'zachrus ba'oif, there's no din of tmimim, there's no psula balmum ba'oifus, and there's no difference between zoch and akeva. What I mean, there's no difference, I mean halachically, there is a difference. One is a male, one is a female. One of them lays eggs, the other one doesn't. But there's a major difference. But in halacha, you don't say that the chatas always has to be an akeva, and the oila always has to be a zoch. That din only applies to behemoth, it doesn't carry over to the oila soif and to the chata soif. Either is a din, what do you mean? So that's what the Gemara says, ain't pidyon la'oif. Usually, let's say you have a korban, and it gets a mum. So if it gets a mum oiver, you can't be a mum oiver means going to heal by itself. It'll get better by itself. See, if it develops a mum oiver, you can't be makir with the korban. Kol's mana has the mum, but you can't be poided. You have to wait till the mum heals and then be makir with it. If it gets a mum kavua, if it gets a mum that's not going to heal by itself, it can heal if you do surgery. So if you did surgery, so it's no longer a bal mum. But if you didn't do the surgery, so then the din is that you can be poida. If a behemah gets a mum kavua, you can be poida. So the Gemara says, by oifus, since there's no din of bal mum, by oifus, Thomas was zachas bebehemah, and Thomas zachas beoifus, that's why ain't pidyon lo oif. There's no pidyon for, there's no, you can't be poida an oif. Means if the oif was a kodesh kudushas mizbeach, I designated the oif as a chatas oif or an oilas oif. And it gets a mum, so you can be a makir of it with the mum. So there's no din, it doesn't lend itself to pinyan. Aye, but the Gemara says there is a din, mechusa eva is possible by oif. So the sheet Mukubetzis asks that question. So the sheet answers, mechusa eva, let's say it's missing an eye, I'm missing a toe. So, mechusa eva is possible not because of bal mum. It's not that by behemoth even a slight mum is considered a mum, and by yoifus you need a major mum. No, even if it has a major mum of mechus reiver, it's not possible because of mum, it's possible because of a different halacha, mechus reiver. The Rambam quotes a different pasuk when he quotes the din that an oif, that it's mechus reiver, is possible, even though there's no din of bal mum, by yoifus he says, because the pasuk says in Navi, if you would give this live animal as a gift to a bas of Adam, to the governor of the region, he would be angry at you. What are you giving me? A matana? That's a mechus reiver. So you're not allowed to give a mechus reiver as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash, because the pasuk says hakarvei no lefecha secha. You wouldn't give such a gift to a pecha, to a human being who's in a position of leadership in the government or something. But it's not really a psula balmum. It's a different halacha. It's not that by yoifus. The definition of mum is different, and you need a mechus reiver. It's not a din of mum; it's a din hakaveh no lefecha secha. So that's why this gemara says that there's no pinyan loifus, unless the whole life in the first place was only kodesh. Let's say a magdusha chicken. A chicken is not the only loifus that you can be makriv a karbanas. A torima bin a yoina. You can't be makriv hens or chickens or other loifus. So let's say some of them is magdush and oif a kedusha as damim. Lam is Be'ach. HaKadusha's Dhamim is the Be'er Kabbai. He said, only had a Kadusha's Dhamim in the first place. So of course it lends itself to Pidyon. You can be Magdish anything in the Kadusha's Dhamim. Magdish an elephant. Okay? So it gets a Kadusha's Dhamim, Lam is Be'ach, HaKadusha's Dhamim is the Be'er Kabbai. So it can be Poydeh. But if it has a Kadusha's Aguf, Lam is Be'ach, so it can only be Poydeh if it gets a Mum Kavua. But if there's no institution of Mum. Mechus Reiva is a different din. It's not that, it's a Mohammedic branch of a Balmum. Mishnah in the end of Menachos.
Do you need the same level of idea for Korban HaSa'uf?
What do you say?
Do you need the same level of idea for bringing a Korban HaOfos? Or
Achatos Oif. Yeah, you only need idea by Achatos. The person has to Ohodelav Chatos HaShachot Aleh. You need idea in order to know that you're Chayiv. Ideas are there. In order to know that you're chayv to bring a korban oif, correct? Yeah, I think so. The same level of yediyah that you need for chatas behema. Yeah. So again, so the chumash talks about korban chatas. So if a hedyot, if a private person was mechal shabbos b'shogi, there are 36 krisas amuras b'teret. The first mishnah increase in lists off there are 36 averes for which you chayv korban. Two of them are not averes. Two of them are mitzvahs asa, Pesach v'hamilo, and the other 34 are mitzvahs lois asa. So Pesach v'hamilo, a person didn't bring the korban Pesach b'shogeg. He violated a din of kores, but he violated it b'shogeg, so he doesn't have to bring a korban chatas. Mishnah says, Pesach v'hamilo, since it's mitzvahs asa, so there's no din that you have to bring a korban chatas. But if he violated any one of the other 34 krisas, Hamur is Batara, the 34 out of the 36. So then he violated it, so he has to bring a Korban Chatos. If he's the Kohen Gadol, and Makoyin HaMashiach Yechto Lashmasam, or if he's an Ossi, then he brings a, usually the Chatos is in a Keva. But if he's the Kohen Gadol that brings a Parkoyin Mashiach, it doesn't bring a Poro, then he brings a Zohar. Or let's say he's the Nossi. Nossi means the Melech. The Gemara says in Horius that Rosh HaSanhedrin is not considered a Nossi with respect to this din. That's a Beferish Gemara. Maybe when you get to the Lav, the Ramban HaChumash is Mesupik. Maybe when you get to the Lav, Nossi B'Yamcha Lo Sa'or. You're not allowed to curse. One who curses the Melech is Chayiv twice Malkus. If you curse anybody, you're Chayiv Malkus Lo Sikal HaCheresh. You're not even allowed to curse a deaf person. Even though he doesn't hear and it doesn't bother him. So if you curse the Melech, so you're in violation of two Averis, get twice Malkus. One Malkus because Lasa Kalacherish, one Malkus because of Nasi Biamcha Loi Sa'or, if he curses the Nasi. So there the Ramban is Mesupik, and the Ramban writes, La Locha Dakta, it's not Mesupik, that the Rosh HaSanhedrin is also considered the Nasi. There are two people, the Nasi, the Melech or the Rosh HaSanhedrin. When you get to the din of Sawyer Nasi, if the Nasi was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegek, he brings a Sawyer, that's only the Melech. That the Gemara says in Horius, that doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Gemara said that's a special reason why, based on the Mashmos of the Psukim. So the Chumash sounds like, it says when the Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegek, he brings a par Kohen Gadol. It sounds from the simple reading of the Chumash that the Kohen Gadol himself does the Hakrava. And the same thing, if the Bez Nagadol made a mistake in Psak, and the Rav Hatzibo violated Anisa Kares because of the mistake in Psak of the Bez Nagadol, and Rav Hatzibo means Rav Hatzibo who live in Eretz Yisrael, and then Lamdavim Eini HaKohol. So the Gemara in Horius says, the Rambam points out this Gemara, he spoke about it on more than one occasion, the Rambam says, he quotes the Gemara Horius, only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are called Kohol. Because it says, when Shlomo HaMelech completed building the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a big participation. So many Jews came from all over Eretz Yisrael. Kohol Gadol Melevoch HaMos HaNachem Mitzrayim. From the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael to the southernmost point in Eretz Yisrael, people came from all over. So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk, the Mashmos of the pasuk in Sefer Melachim, that only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered Kohol. Kohol Gadol Melevoch HaMos HaNachem Mitzrayim. Those who live in Chutz Lortz are not considered Kohol. The Gemara says in the end of the first Perek in Tainis, all the Jews that live in Chutz Lortz are considered ki yichidim damo. They're not considered a kohol. The ikat siruf of the kohol is only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam quotes this din from the first perik in Horius that b'hairuah, if the Bez Nagadol made a mistake in Psak Halacha Haro Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, you only count those who live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam explains that that's why smicha, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Bechoris, and the Mishnah mentions that there's a din of smicha there. The Rambam says, the Gemara says smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. Why? It's not an agricultural mitzvah. Why should it be restricted only to Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam says, because when a Chacham gives smicha to his Talmud, he's representing all of Kol Yisrael, but he gives the smicha. It's a Mechudish Dika interpretation. And then the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, writes that the reason why Kiddush HaChodesh and Dibur HaShana has to be done in Eretz Yisrael only can be done in Chutz Lartz, even Le'ikuva, unless rare circumstances, that's not Me'akev. So he said, because Kiddush HaChodesh really has to be done by Klal Yisrael as a whole. And the Klal Yisrael, the Tziruf of Klal Yisrael is only in Eretz Yisrael. He has a few mitzvahs, Egla Rufa, he has a couple of mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, not because they're agricultural mitzvahs. Egla Rufa has nothing to do with agriculture. It's because it has to do with the Tzibur. The Tzibur only applies to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Tosis in the beginning of Psachim. A Tosis says that those who live in Chutz Lartz are not obligated to participate in Korban Pesach. They used to come. Many, many people came from Chutz Lartz to be Oyla Regel to the Beis HaMikdash to participate in Korban Pesach. But Tosis claims they weren't obligated to. Why not? Why are you not obligated to? Because apparently Korban Pesach is a Korban Tzibur, the Gemara says, so it's only considered a Tzibur, those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So going back again, so when you read the simple reading of the Psukim, it talks about Par Halam Dovashal Tzibur. If the Bez Nagadol made a mistake in Psak, and 51% of the Klal Yisrael that live in Eretz Yisrael violated an Avera Sheish Bekor is based on the mistaken Psaka, the Bez Nagodol. The Bez Nagodol has to bring the Parhalam Dovah Shal Tziba. They pay for it. And the Kodama Makrevit. So the simple meaning of the Pasuk is that the Kohen Gadol has to be Zorik the Dam. Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah. And the same thing, Parkoim Mashiach. The simple reading of the Pasuk is the Kohen Gadol himself has to be Makrevit. That's how Rashi writes in his commentary on Mishnayis and Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah has a whole bunch of Ein Beins at the end of the first Perek. So it says, Ein Bein Kohen Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. The Kohen Meruba Begodim and the Bais Rishon, when they made a Kohen Gadol, they accomplished it by doing Mashiach B'Shem and Mishchas Kodesh. They would put Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. Towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, the Pasuk says in the Rayomim that Yoshio HaMelech was going as the Shem and Amishcha together with Tzinsenes Amon and together with the Oron, with the Luchas. He was going as everything in the basement of the Bais Rishon. So the Mishnah says that from that time on, when they appointed a Kohen Gadol, they couldn't do Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. It was in the basement, it was Nignas, they would do Riba B'Godim. So there's a Kohen Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha and a Kohen Meruba B'Godim. So the Mishnah asks, is there a difference between two? That have the both have the same level of Kedusha's Kohen Gadol? So the Mishnah says, no, the one who has Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha has a slightly higher level of Kedusha's Kohen Gadol than the one who's only Meruba Begodim. Where do you see that there's an Afkamina? So the Mishnah says, Par Habo Al Kol HaMitzvos. What does it mean? So Rashi translates, Par Koi Mashiach can only be Korev, and the Par Helam Dovashal Tzibur can only, the Hakrova has to be done by a Kohen Gadol who is a Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. If he's only a Kohen Gadol who is a Meruba Begodim, he can't do the Avodah. That's what Rashi says. And Tosfos is Masig on Rashi. He said, what in the world is he talking about? Even though that's what it says in the Chumash, the Torah Shebal Peh, the Sifra says that we don't take that Pasuk literally. Even though the Gemara says only one Pasuk, that Amikra is Yetzim Midei Pshuto, but you have more than one Pasuk. Here the Torah kind of says that the din is not the way it says in the Chumash. The Torah Shabbat Peh says, we don't follow what it says in the Chumash. A Kohen Hedyot can be makrev the Par HaLandov Shel Tzibur. A Kohen Hedyot can be makrev the Par Kohen Mashiach also. The din only applies to the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig, he brings a Par Kohen Gadol. And when the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Kohen Mashiach B'Shem Meneshcha, Kohen Meruba B'Gadol means, El Par HaBol Kolamitz, what does it mean? This special din of Par Kohen Mashiach only applies if the Kohen Gadol was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig, he was a Kohen Gadol Ayidei Mashiach. If he only became a Gadol Ayidei Meruba B'Godim, he doesn't have this din. That if he's Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig, he has to bring a special Achatos, Par Kohen Gadol, a Zohar. Instead of a Kizbosir, brings a Zohar. If he's a Kohen Meruba B'Godim, if he's a Kohen Gadol on the Baisheni period, it's only a Meruba B'Godim, so he's Miskaper. Like a regular hedyot, because bo'sira. That's what Tosfos says, disagreeing with Rashi. Rashi understands that the Mishnah disagrees with the Torah's Kohanim. Torah's Kohanim says b'ferish that the avoid of the par kohen gadol and the hakrova of the par halam davashal tzibah does not, the avoid of the hakrova does not have to be done by a kohen gadol. It can be done by kohen hedyot. That's what the Sifra says, and Rashi interprets in the Mishnah that the Mishnah disagrees that the Avoda has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. That's why we have it in. Let's say a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metame even to the seven relatives, but to a Meis Mitzvah he is metame. So let's say there are two Kohanim Gadolim walking down the highway and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah. You don't need both of them to bury the Meis Mitzvah. One of them can do it on his own. He's strong enough to do it on his own. So they're both Kohanim Gedolim. What is the Kohen Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha? One is the Kohen Meruba B'Godim. It means at the end of the Bais Rishon period, there's a Kohen Gadol who retired and he had Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. And the new young Kohen Gadol, there was no Shem and Amishcha when they appointed him. So he's only a Meruba B'Godim. So which one of the two should be Metami to the Mason? So one might have thought that the retired Kohen Gadol has a lower level of Kohen Gadol. The one is the functioning Kohen Gadol. He's the poel mamish, he's the Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah says not so. The Mishnah says the one is Merubah B'Godim has a lower level of Kedushas Kohen Gadol than the one is Moshoch B'Shem and Amishcha. So the Merubah B'Godim, one is actually functioning as the Kohen Gadol, he should be Metame L'Mesim, not the Moshoch B'Shem and Amishcha. Moshoch B'Shem and Amishcha retains a higher level of Kohen Gadol than the Merubah B'Godim.
Even if the Kohen Moshoch B'Shem and Amishcha has reached such an age which he would be puzzled for Avodah?
When does he reach an age that he's posel for avodah? The Mishnah says in Chulin, Shonim poselim b'levim. Mumim poselim b'kohanim. A balmum is kosher to do the function of a levi. And by levim, there was a hirosha in the midbar when there was masa b'kosim, when they were carrying. So it says that Shonim would posel. There was a forced retirement. When they reached the age of 50, ben chamishim v'malo, Yoshim mitzvah havoida, but Pshanim don't pass off by the Kohanim. And by the Levim Lederis also there's no din, only Harosha and the Midbar, Pshanim pass off.
Not a specific age, but isn't there an Indian when a Kohen Gadol is so old that he can't even stand or work, then he's no longer fit to be Kohen Gadol?
Any Kohen, if he's feeble, he have to stand in the Azar. If he goes with a cane, it's Micha. If he goes with a walker, Teichnish, he has to be. No one's allowed any yeshiva bazar. Ela lemalche beis David b'ldan. No one's allowed to sit in the azar. Everybody has to stand. He has to be able. Can go to the Yom Kippur all day long. He has to run. Ruts. And they say Rabbi, he keeps on saying ruts. He has to run from one thing to the other. He has to do everything. If he's an old man, he's going to crawl, so he won't be able to finish everything before Shkia. He has to. You have to be young and strong. But strictly speaking, that's not called a balmum. Just he can't do it. Can't do it. That's not a balmum. So the din is that two Kohanim Gedolim are walking down the road at the end of the Bais Rishon period. It's possible. One is a Kohen Moshoch B'Shem and Amishcha, he's retired, and one is a Merubah B'Godim, he's the functioning Kohen Gadol. And you don't need both of them to bury the Meis Mitzvah. They bump into a Jewish Meis Mitzvah. So the one who's only Merubah B'Godim, he has a lower level of Kedushas Kohen Gadol. He should be Metami to the Meis. Even though he's a functioning Kohen Gadol, the other guy's retired. He can't fire a Kohen Gadol. Versus Malam Hakadosh Olam Merid. He can't fire the Kohen Gadol. He still retains Kedushas Kohen Gadol even after he retires from old age, and you appointed a new Kohen Gadol. He still has the status of a Kohen Gadol. Moshuach Lishaover, Kohen Gadol Emeritus. Moshuach Lishaover, like Rabbi Emeritus. Okay. The Mishnah in the end of Menachos points out that the Chumash uses the same expression when you bring a mincha that costs $5, rech nichayach, or when you bring a behemah that costs $1,000, $2,000. Behemahs are expensive. Why is that? Because echad amar vevechad amamid, vachi chavin libo lashamayim. This is called rech nichayach, and that's called rech nichayach. So we sing this miras on Shabbos, Hashem Shabbos, abenim abbas, lekel yirotzik in mincha al machavas. That the young children usually are all Mechal Shabbos because they don't know all the dinim. They're going to do some halacha or another. So even though they're not observing Shabbos to the same extent as the adults, it's like a mincha, that the mincha is Echad Amar Bevechad Amar Bevachi Yechaben Li Bela Shemaim. That's the simple translation of that piyut. Hashem Shabbos Habein Mabas L'kel Yerotze K'mincha Al Mincha Machvas, that it should rhyme. But it really means kimincha, a korban mincha, that the Mishnah says, Echad amar bevechad amamid, v'achi yichaben libo l'ashamayim. You have different types of korbanos, and sometimes it's relevant. You have to know what kind of a korban are you dealing with. So we have, let's say, we spoke on different occasions. You have a korban shezmano kavua, as opposed to a korban she'ein zmano kavua. Let's say tamidim and mesafim. The tamid has to be brought today. If you don't bring it today, you don't have tashlumin tomorrow. That's what the Gemara calls ova yomo batal karbana. If you didn't bring the musaf today, you didn't bring the tamid today, falfal, you miss. As opposed, let's say a person who's machal shabbos b'shogeg, he says hare alai chat, hare alai oila, hare alai shlomim, he's mekabel and neder. So he can bring it whenever he has a chance. He should bring it at the first available opportunity, but it's not called zman kavua. So what's the difference between a korban shel zman kavua and a korban shel ein zman kavua? So Gemara learns that from Psukim, a korban shel zman kavua is decha Shabbos and decha Tumah. If it's ein zman kavua, then it's not decha. That's what the Mishnah in Temura points out. That it does really depend on Karban Yochid versus Karban Sibur. It's just that Ruba of the Karbanis Yochid are Ein Zmanam Kavua, and Ruba the Ruba of all the Karbanis Sibur are Zmanam Kavua. It's minimum Masafim, but that din, that Decha Shabbos and Decha Tuma, doesn't really depend on Karban Yochid versus Karban Sibur. It depends on Karban Shein Zmanam Kavua versus Karban Shein Zmanam Kavua. There are differences between Karban Yochid and Karban Sibur. Karban Yochid is paid for by the private person. Karban Sibur has to be funded with the Machzal Shekel money. That's the difference between Karban Yochid and Karban Sibur. And then the Gemara points out there's another difference between some Karbanos and the other. Some are Bo Ben Edom and Adov, some are not Bo. Achatas and an Oshem are not Bo Ben Edom and Adov. Oshem Toli, there's six kinds of Ashamas. So Asham Mitzorah is only if you were a Mitzorah and you got better. Asham Nazir is only if you're a Nazir Shenit Malameis in the middle of the Zman of the Naziris. All the other Ashamas are only Bo B'chayva. It's not Bo Ben Edom and Adov. Asham Toli is a Machlekes Hatanoim. And the discussion in Shulchan Aruch, can you volunteer an Asham Toli? Asham Toli usually you bring if a person has a Suffolk. He's mesupik, but he violated an Issa Chalev. He ate in a restaurant, a kosher restaurant, and he thought everything was kosher. And after he eats it, the waiter runs in and he says, "Oi, I made a mistake. He gave somebody some Chalev, and he doesn't know who got the Chalev. He's not sure. Whom did he give the Chalev to?" So if he finds out, if he ascertains that he's the one, he's the lucky winner, he ate the Chalev, then he brings a Chatos Kvua. And if he never finds out, it's chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, means there was a taruvus. We know for sure that there was chaylev here, but he doesn't know if he ate it or someone else ate it. So then you have to bring an oshem tolui. So oshem tolui is a machlekes hatanaim. Some tanaim hold oshem tolui is bo ben edom and adov. So the Mishnah records there was one tana who lived in Zman Abayis. He used to bring every day. He must have been a wealthy man. Oshem tolui is an animal. It cost $1,000. So he used to bring an Oshem Toli every day, just in case he violated another Oshem. On the assumption, Oshem Toli is Bo Ben Edom and Adov. So he used to bring every day, except one day a year. Shabbos and Yom Tov, he can't bring an Oshem, no Oshem. But one day a year, behold, he didn't bring Oshem Toli. That's Motzoi Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is Mechaper on everything. So it can't be. There's no Suffolk on Yom Kippur. Day after Yom Kippur, for sure, he's not chayven Hashem Tali. Why not? Maybe he did something? I don't know. That's how the Gemara says. But so Yom Kippur, the Tana wouldn't bring an Hashem Tali. But the other days of the year, he would volunteer every day to bring an Hashem Tali. In the beginning of Yeridayan, the Cheshchita, so they have Dinim. Let's say a guy takes an animal, he says, I raise a carbon chatos, and he shechts in New York. So if he shechts shchut echutz, it's also bahanoah. But that's a joke. A chatas and not Bo Ben Edom and Adova. So if the guy was not Mechal Shabbos, he can't just volunteer Hareza Chatas. Hareza Oshem. He can't volunteer a chatas Oshem. If he says Hareza Oila, Hareza Shlamim, the Hegdish is Chal. And if he shechts it in New York, is he the real Shchut Echutz? Or it's a Marisayim Shchut Echutz, one or the other. But if he says Hareza Chatas, and he's not Chai Ben Chatas, so then there's no, the Hegdish is not Chal, and there is no Marisayin of Shchut Echutz, and there's no Issa of Shchut Echutz. So that's what they have. The Machlekes, how do we Paskin? Do we Paskin Oshem Toli? Is Bo Ben Edom and Adov, not Bo Ben Edom and Adov? If it's Bo Ben Edom and Adov, so the guy said, I raise Oshem Toli, even though he's not Chayvin Oshem Toli, then you're not allowed to eat it, because it looks like it's Shchut Echutz.
Isn't there a Mishnah
there,
Mashma, that he would have brought it to?
Could be. I don't know. I got married a long time ago. You just got married, so you just learned creases. I don't know. That's what it says. I got to take a look. I don't know.
Isn't it guy for only for somebody to bring a korban like that every day? It seems like a little bit of gaiva.
I don't know, gaiva or the opposite. He has such a bad feeling about himself. He's walking around, he feels guilty all day long.
Yeah.
Nervous, he did an Averi. What Averi? What are you so nervous about? Like the old Bali Musa. The old, the original Bali Musa used to be dreary, dreary Musa. The guy brings an Ashim Tole every day of the year. It's very strange, but they had the Mishnah quotes.
Yeah.
There was one Tana who did like that. He brought an Ashim Tole every day of the year.
Ready?
Yeah.
Is it possible, if I'm not mistaken, the Tana was Baba Ben Bhuta.
Sounds correct.
The Gemara says that Hordus made him blind. So maybe because he was blind, he was more... He had more of a tendency
to
make, I'm not sure if it was Chalem or not, or...
Could be. That could well be. Very interesting suggestion. Here we mentioned that there are different things that are not miyakev. One of them is smicha. Smicha is not miyakev. Another one is mincha blula bashemen. When you bring a mincha, so you're supposed to mix in shemen. You're supposed to pour in shemen, matan shemen, then you're supposed to stir it. What if lo bolal, he poured in the shemen, but he didn't stir it. So the Mishnah says, lo bolal is kosher. The blila, blula ba shemen is not miyake. So the Gemara has a famous comment on Rab Zeira, even though the blila is not miyake, but if you bring a mincha in such a way that it's impossible to do blila, there's so much flour, you can bring one Isor and you can bring two Isor and you can bring 30, 40, 50, 60. You can't bring more than 60 Isor and Bikli Echod. If you bring Samach Aleph Isor and Bikli Echod, there'll only be enough room to pour the oil, but you won't be able to stir it at all. If you'll stir it, it's going to fall out. It's going to overflow. So the Mishnah says that you can't bring a Mincha with Samach Aleph Isor and Bikli Echod. So the Gemara says, why not? So bring the Mincha and don't do the Blila. So that's what the Gemara explains. Even though loy bolal is kosher, but if it's roy leblila, then it's good. Blila is not miyakev. But if it's not roy leblila, then the blila is miyakev. So that's the question. How do you exactly understand that din? Why do you need roy leblila? If it's not roy leblila, not roy leblila, then the blila is miyakev. Why? So we must have mentioned the Shagas Aryeh has a tshuva where he interprets as follows. Every so often we perform, the Gemara has this, applies to other mitzvahs as well. For example, chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. Chalitza is not just a heter, that the woman is not allowed to marry anybody else until the yovam performs chalitza. It's a mitzvah. Why doesn't she say, why don't they say a bracha when you do chalitza? It's a good question. So the Avudram has this long tshuva from Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat in the beginning of the Sefer where he discusses Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat was considered the Godel Ador in the days of the Ravid. The Ravid sent the Shaila to him. So he thought very highly of him. The Miri every so often quotes with this Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat and everything, different things that he came up with. So he discusses which mitzvahs do you not recite a bracha, and for the mitzvahs that you do recite a bracha, when you say Al Netilas Adayim, and when you say Al Achilas Matzah, and when you say Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, when you say Le, when you say Al, the Gemara is not clear. And if beginning of Pesachim, Dav Zayin, when you say Al, when you say Le, so what's the rule? So he has a long tshuva where he tries to ascertain. So he suggests that since mitzvahs Yibum Kodemus Le Mitzvahs Chalitza, more correct is to do Yibum, and we don't allow Yibum because we came up with a Chumra Midirabbanon that the Yibum is only permissible. It's really an Iser of Eishesach. There should be an Issa Kuris, and we only permit it if he's Mechaban Hashem Shamayim. Most of Rishonim assume it's only a Chumra Midirabbana. Abishol's Chumra, and Yibam is Daf Lametes on the base. You're only allowed to perform Yibam if you boil Eshesachiv, Lashem Mitzvah. But if the only reason why you're choosing to do Yibam is because she's very good looking, or because she's from a very Miyuchazdika family, or because she's very rich, otherwise you would have done chalitza, you not do yibum, then Abishol says you're not allowed to perform yibum in such a case. You're not doing the mitzvah, the shem mitzvah, you're not doing the shem shamayim, you have an ulterior motive other than the mitzvah, so there's no heter to do it. So we assume there's a chumer rabban, so that's why we don't permit Ashkenazim, don't permit anybody to do yibum as manazek, because we don't trust anybody that they're doing it. That they're doing it l'shem mitzvah. So that's what the Avodram says, that since Bizman Azeh, more correct is we should really do Yibum. And the Chalitza is only second best, So you don't say a bracha because it really shouldn't. It really shouldn't be doing that mitzvah. He gives a mashal. Let's say a ganef. At the end of the sedra, there's a mitzvah. The heishav is hagzela shegozel. Let's say a ganef stole $1,000 from someone else. Then he comes to pay back the money. So you should say a bracha shegashantazano al shabas hagzela before he gives back the money. So the Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat in this long tshuva goes on and on and on for pages and pages. In the Avu Dram, a long tshuva. So he says he doesn't think the ganav should say a bracha when he fulfills v'eshev v'sagzela. A normal person who didn't steal anything will never become obligated to fulfill that mitzvah. So a normal, you should never get, so the Chachamim never instituted a bracha on a mitzvah that you're not supposed to have. Let's say Sreifas Noisar. So atos anoisa beish, you're not allowed to leave over noisa. Those are simen ad boike. If you left over, then there's a din that you have to burn the noisa. It's a lava nita glass, the Gemara says. So you don't get malchus unless it's simen ad boike because nita glass. But you really should never have an opportunity to fulfill that mitzvah. So atos anoisa beish, you should never leave over the noisa. So if you did, then you don't say a bracha. They will never misakan a bracha on such a mitzvah. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat says, that whenever misakan a bracha on chalitza, even though it's really a mitzvah, because you should never really come to the chalitza, you should really always do yibum.
Rabbi, if I'm not mistaken, in the Seder Chalitza, in Ebn Ezer, they quote that after the chalitza, you do say a bracha to ask that you should never have another chalitza.
We say a tefillah, Yiratzim Afanacha, Shalot Tavona, Benois Yisrael, Lolidei Chalitza, Lolidei Misa Sabal. We say a tefillah. But there's no bracha. There's no bracha. It's a tefillah. Yeah. So chalitza is a mitzvah. Chalitza is a mitzvah. Tosfos says v'haraya that you need rikikin, you need kriyas hapsukim, and it's not miyakev. If it would be a matir, if chalitza wouldn't be a mitzvah, so it wouldn't make sense. That the chatchila, the more correct way to do chalitza is taking off the shoe and spitting in the floor in front of him and reciting the psukim back and forth. If it's a matter, it doesn't make sense to have on the level of the Raisa l'chatchila b'dieved. But if it's a mitzvah, so then it makes sense. L'chatchila means a mitzvah b'shleimusa is to do chalitza with rikika, with kriyas psukim, and b'dieved, it's in the mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. It's a mitzvah b'shleimusa and a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. So the Gemara said that. Gemara says in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza, the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Miyakev. But what if the Yavam or the Yavama or both are unable to talk, or they were unable to pronounce Hebrew? They can speak in English, but they can't pronounce Aches. As a Loichafatzti Lekachto. Some people can't pronounce Aches. Huh? They'll say, huh? So even though the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Miyakev, but you need Roy L'Kriyas HaPsukim. So if the Yavam or the Yavama both are a Cherish and a Medaber, or they're Medaber, but they can't pronounce Hebrew, so then they can't do the Chalitza. Why not? Because the Gemara says similar to the Blila. Even though the Blila, Minchu Blila B'Hashem, the Loi Bolol is Kosher, Blila is not Miyakev, but you need Roy L'Blila. So that's what the Shagasari explained. He thinks that what it means is, there's a mitzvah b'shlei musa, then there's a concept mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa. Sometimes you yoytze partially, get partial credit, you get a smaller piece of levyasin. Then sometimes you have a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa, legamre shalom b'shlei musa. Let's say you have tefillin and they're empty. You don't have parshas in the bottom. So you give them partial credit. No credit at all. It's ma'akev. There's no reward at all. He doesn't even have a partial kiyum mitzvah. So that's what the Shagasari learns. If the person is Roy L'Kriyas HaPsukim, but he doesn't bother to recite the Psukim, so he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Chalitza Shalom B'Shleimus. But if he's not even Roy L'Kriyas HaPsukim, not even Roy L'Blila, then it's considered so much Shalom B'Shleimusa, that is Ma'akeh B'Yevin. So that's why the Shagasari is not happy. Some Rishonim say that Shamea Ka'oina only applies, someone says Kiddush and Am Yotze, only applies if I'm a Barochi, I'm able to speak, and instead of me reciting my own Kiddush, I rely on someone else. Someone else says Kiddush, and I'll be Yotze v'shamea ki'oina. When I pay attention, it's just as good as if I would have answered Amen. What if I'm not able to speak? I can't answer Amen. So some Rishonim write, the Shagasai quotes it from the Shiboli Haleket, exotic. Others say, Deran is Sukkah. What do you need in Shiboli Haleket? Deran is Sukkah on the Rif. and Daf Lamaches quotes this opinion that that's a person is in the middle of Tefillah Balachash and the Chazan is already up to Kiddushin Chazaras Hashatz. So Rashi and Tosfos quote from the Bahag that the one is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, not allowed to be mafsik to answer Kiddusha, not even allowed to be mafsik to say Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba in Kaddish. You're not allowed to answer Kiddusha. But the Bahag says, Shomei Koine, you should pause a few moments and you should listen. When the Chazan says the Kiddusha out loud, you'll be answered with Shomei Koine. Sure. So Rashi and Tosfos quote that from the Bahag. So the Ran and the Shabbat can have this argument. When do you say Shomei Koine? When the person is Roy Laniya. But if he's in the middle of Tefillah Balach, he's not Roy Laniya, so it should be Kol Sheinu Roy LeBlila, then Blila should be Miakevis Boy. That's the taina that the Rishonim have. And you're looking every day in Hilchos Shechita. The Bi'ur HaGaon quotes one opinion, Shulchan Aruch holds from that taina. So the Shulchan Aruch thinks that that taina doesn't make any sense. He says, Yoytzei Lechatchila with Shomei Koine. There's nothing wrong with Shomei Koine. It's not that it's only, it's not a mitzvah Shelo Bishlei Musa, that if he's unable to speak, he say it's very much Shelo Bishlei Musa. It's perfectly good Lechatchila. It's not Shelo Bishlei Musa. The only time he say Kol Sheinu Roy LeBila, Bili Me'akeves Boy, is if the mitzvah is really Shelo Bishlei Musa. So we said there are so many things that are not Me'akev. The smicha is not Me'akev. And the Tanufa is not Me'akev. And the Malicha is not Me'akev. A lot of things are not Me'akev. And the Blila, Mincha Blula B'Shemen, even though it says so many times, Mincha Blula B'Shemen, Tosfos says, yes, should have been Shina L'Kosev Le'akev. By the Chanukas HaNesiim, every day, it says Mincha Blula B'Shemen. So it says 12 times. How come it's not Me'akev? Tosfos doesn't know. But the Mishnah says, Loi Bola the Blila is not Me'akev. All these things, all these things are not Me'akev. So what is Me'akev? So the Gemara says, Ki Adam Hu Banefesh. How does it say? Ki Adam Hu Banefesh. Yichaper. So the Gemara says, Da'avodas Adam is Me'akev. That says, Yichaper. It says, V'samach Yodah, V'nirtzav lo lechaper olav. So we say, Ma'la lo akosu, kila lo kipa v'kipa. Not to be taken literally. But something has to be me'akev. So it says ki adam hu banefesh yichaper da avodas adam. That's me'akev. That's me'akev liyikuva. That's me'akev b'dieved. Which are the avodas adam? So that the Mishnah is shchita kabbalah halach azrika. Shchita, the avodah of shchita is not so much to kill the animal. Rashi writes in the beginning of the second parak in Soita, there's a long Rashi, but Rashi is interpreting pshat in a tosefta, that there are four avodas by a mincha that are parallel to the dalar avodas adam that are ma'akev. So the dalar avodas by the mincha. So the first avodah is kmitza, that's the mincha's koyin. So then you kula kolom, then you burn the whole thing, you don't do any kmitza. But if it's a regular mincha sisrael, a mincha of a levi, so then you have to do kmitza. So kmitza is parallel to shchita. What way is kmitza parallel to shchita? Because shchita the avodah is levare chelak avoya. Rashi says to separate the dam from the rest of the animal because you're going to do this rika with the dam. So by kmitza you're separating the chelak agavoy, you're separating the koimetz from the shiori hamincha. Shiori mincha is going to be nechel lezichri kuna, and the koimetz is going to be korev on the mizbeach. So then you have kabbalas adam, then you have kiddush kli. After you do the kmitza, you have to take the koimetz from your hand and put it into another kli shoris. You had to have kiddush on the whole mincha before you did kmitza, and then you have to do the kmitza from a kli shoris, has to be in a kli shoris, and then after it already had kiddush kli, the whole mincha had a kiddush kli, after you do the kmitza, you have to take the koimetz, put it into a separate kli. So that's parallel to kabbalah sadam. Then just like you have halacha sadam, so you have a kohen has to walk to the mizbeach with the koimetz, and then parallel to zrika sadam is the haktorah sakoimetz. So the Gemara says that these are the dalar avodas adam and the parallel dalar avodas by a korban mincha that are me'akev. These dalar avodas are me'akev. the Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanai from the Sifra on the opening pasuk in Vayikra that says Dabel bnei Yisrael v'lo benos Yisrael. The din of smicha doesn't apply to women. What if a woman, it means that women are not obligated to do smicha, but if they want to, if they choose to, we would permit them. Noshim samchas rishus, if they choose to, it's permissible. Or they say no, noshim, it's not even a rishus, it's also for women to do smicha. Why should it be also? What's wrong? So there are three pshatim in the Rishonim. What's going on? So Rashi says it's a question of Bal Tosef. According to Tosef said, they never heard of such a ridiculous thing. Rashi holds it's a machlokes hatanaim. Whenever a woman is patur from netilas lulav, a woman is patur from yeshivas sukkah, what if she wants a volunteer? It's a machlokes hatanaim, whether there's a violation of Bal Tosef. So Tosef thinks it cannot be. The Gemara talks about a concept of me'ena mitzuva v'yosa. The woman wants a volunteer to sit in sukkah, the woman wants to volunteer to shake a lulav. How can they say that that's a violation of Bal Tosef? Rabbi Natan even went so far, he thinks you're allowed to say a bracha, even though it's in a certain sense it's not really true. Kedushanim mitzvah v'tzivona on a tilas lulav. It's problematic, but that's the way Rashi learned. Rashi learns machlokes is whether women are in violation of Bal Tosef if they'll do smicha. Nashim samchas vishus on that. Tosef doesn't learn like Rashi. Tosef says that's utterly ridiculous. Of course, a woman is eidah mitzvah v'yos, it can't be. But Tosef quotes the girsa that they have in the Gemara Chagiga, that it says, you have to do smicha b'chol koichoi. You have to lean on the animal. Smicha b'shtei adayim al rosho. B'chol koch. So b'chol koch means you lean on the animal in such a way that if someone is going to take away the animal, you're going to fall down. Mom is leaning on the animal, not just putting it in. Leaning on the animal. So leaning on the animal, b'chol koichoi, should really always be a violation of avoida b'kotchim. There's an isa gizba avoida. Gizba avoida says, l'savah b'v'chol sherech v'l'sogas b'chol tzenecha. Gizba avoida is also even in kotchim kalim. B'chor is a kotchim kalim. Even in kotchim kalim, certainly also in kotchim kalim. Has nothing to do with the iser me'ila. Me'ila means either you get hanor from the hegdish, or you do haitzor. Two kinds of meal. Me'ila shal haitzor, me'ila shal hanor. We had it in Baba Kama. We're learning Baba Kama this year. For those who forgot, yeah. So there's meal of hanor, meal of haitzor. This is neither. This is not hanor, this is not haitzor. The person doesn't get hanor by leaning on the animal. It's avodah, l'tzava b'chol sherecha. So if a man who's obligated to do smicha b'chol koichai, so he's allowed to do the smicha even though it's avodah b'kotchim. Women are not mechuyif, so there's no heter, so they're not allowed to. So how could there be a machlokes hatanaim, where the noshim samchas rishus, or noshim are prohibited to do smicha? So Tosis and Rashi had the girsa in Chagiga. Even the Tana says noshim samchas rishus means imitation smicha. Not for real. Just bakufa yadayu. No one says they're allowed to lean on the animal b'chol koichai. The women felt bad, like many of the women today. They feel that why are they cheated from the opportunity to perform, to observe a mitzvah? So the chachamim had a machlokes. Should we allow them to do an imitation smicha? Just bakufa yadayu, have them float their hands on top of the korban, not to lean b'chol koichai. So one Tana says, yeah, let him do imitation smicha if it's going to make him happy. Like a lot of the women do imitation tefillah b'tzibur. They make believe that they're davening tefillah b'tzibur. They don't say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu because there's no minyan. You have to have a minyan of 10 men. They only have 10 women. So they have imitation tefillah b'tzibur. So you're also, they have imitation smicha that they don't do the smicha b'chol koichim. That's how Tosis learns. So what's the machlokes hatanaim? If it's permissible to do imitation smicha, because the Gemara has a klal, when do we allow imitation mitzvah, when not, there's a concern, nafik b'nei churva, a violation of an aver may come out of it. So let's say the imitation minyan that some of the women have. So is there a concern that they may by mistake say Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch? Of course there's a concern. Most of them do say Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch. Shaloi kedin. There's no minyan. It's against the din. So is there a concern? There certainly is a concern. They do things improperly. It's shaloi kedin. So that's what the Gemara said. That's the klal. The Gemara says, if there's no kosher esrig in town, should you use a lemon, have an imitation dalad minim, People shouldn't forget that you're supposed to do netilas dalamin and matzukas. The Gemara says, if there's a concern, this year they're going to use a lemon without a brocha. Next year, they may have a srig available, and they'll remember incorrectly, last year we used a lemon. So we can use a lemon this year and say a brocha on it. Last year they used a lemon without a brocha. Just kadesh alot tishtakach mitzvahs dalad minim. So the Gemara says, whenever you have such a concern, that it may be mevili de kilkol, so then you shouldn't permit an imitation mitzvah. So that's what Tosfos learned. That's the machlokes Tanaim. We really would want to encourage the women, allow the women, that they shouldn't feel cheated. To cheer them up, they want to do the mitzvah of smicha, so really should permit them to do smicha, imitation smicha, just bakufa yudaychu. And the machlokes hatanaim is no, one tana holds this concern that they may do smicha b'chol koicham, and then there'll be a violation of avodah b'kashrus. That's how Tosfos learns based on their girsa and the Gemara Chagiga. And the Ravid lived in Provence. The Miri also lived in Provence. They had a totally different girsa and the Gemara. Their girsa and the Gemara doesn't have that according to the Tana noshim samchas v'shus, they only do it by kifa yidaychu. They had the girsa and the Gemara, the women, the Tana who says that noshim samchas v'shus, they're permitted to do smicha. You're permitted to do real smicha. You're permitted to do regular smicha b'chol koicham. So the Ravid in his commentary on the Torah kind of says that's the machlokes hatanoim. When a man is men are obligated to do smicha b'chol koicham, so that permits them to violate the din of lasava b'chol sharech to do avoda in the korbanos. Women are not mechuyev, but they want to volunteer. But Torah says in mitzvah v'yoisa. So do we say if the woman volunteers, it's a mitzvah sarshus? It's not a mitzvah shalchayva. The women are not mechuyev to do the smicha. Would you say that even a mitzvah sarshus by the women to do smicha, b'chol koichem, should also be mata the iser avodah b'kodesh? May say no. Only if it's a mitzvah chiyubis. Only mitzvah sarshus, not. So he says, l'chap another nafkin. The rabbi writes, l'chap another nafkin. Mean in this machleik satanoim, a woman wants to volunteer to wear tzitzis, but the tzitzis has shatnas in it. So according to the Tana, that noshim samchas rishus, that the women, we would permit the women to wear talis, even though it has shatnas. And according to the other Tana, no, women can volunteer mitzvah sestah shaz mangom, and that's all fine, to sit in sukkah and to shake a lula, but not to volunteer to do a mitzvah that's going to be doicha and avera, to be matah to wear kalayim, or to be matah to do smicha b'kotchim. That's smicha b'chol koich is avodah b'kodesh. So there are three different interpretations of what the machlokes hatanaim is, whether noshim samchas rishus or noshim are not allowed to do smicha. Rashi says the debate is regarding violation of bal tosef. Tosef thinks that doesn't make any sense at all. Bal tosef, you're volunteering a mitzvah that you ain't a mitzvah v'yosef. Everybody knows it's a concept, ain't a mitzvah v'yosef. Tosef's machlokes is they're going to do imitation smicha, real smicha they're not allowed to do, because it's avodah b'kodeshim. They're going to do imitation smicha. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Do you have to be concerned dilma nafik menei churva or not? And the Ravid learns in Gansen differently. No, they're not going to do imitation smicha. They're going to do real bona fide smicha. And the machlokes is whether the noshim were not obligated to do smicha. They say by them also, the mitzvah kiyumis of smicha, not chiyumis, mitzvah kiyumis is enough to be matah the isa ravodah b'kodeshim, or you need dafka mitzvah chiyumis. There are a lot of dinim, parshas vayikra, chumash vayikra, every phrase, every word, every letter is another din. There's so many drushes in the Torah scan. Spend a whole lifetime. So what are we supposed to do tomorrow? Parshas Tav?
Finished Chazara, Rebbe?
What?
You finished Chazara?
Almost.
Almost.
Thank you very much. Okay.
How are you?
Good.
You're feeling well, man?
I'm not bad. I'm almost back to myself.
I'll be here hopefully. Is it a regular shiur this week, or you're giving the
home? Travel Chumash.
Okay, fine.
Purim. Everything but Baba Kama. They need time to review. Thursday is the midterm.
Okay. So, Motzei Shabbos, Mr. Hashem, we're going to Israel. If there's something I can do for you,
okay.
Let me know.
Okay. Very good.
We will be in the Holy Land for Purim. The first time we've never been there for Purim.
And are you coming back before Pesach?
Yeah, before Pesach. We'll be here. We'll be here for Pesach. I can't remember if it's with Isaac. The first days or last days, I can't remember. And then we go back after Pesach for about 4 or 5 weeks.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I thought you have to go to Eretz before Pesach. My oldest grandchild is getting married.
Ah.
I told the boys. Yeah. They live, my three older daughters, we have 9 children.
Yes.
Three older daughters live in Eretz.
So
oldest grandchild.
You're going for that.